good afternoon. Okay, so I just want to recognize my colleague, who's the first author on this, Emily Leckman Weston. She's a psychiatric epidemiologist in the New York State Office of Mental Health. She couldn't be here. So hopefully if you have any real mental health detailed questions, I'll have to refer you to her. We are affiliated with the Center for Elimination of Minority Health Disparities, and this was funded in part by them as well. How do I do this here? What am I doing? I'll do it the easy way. Okay. Anxiety disorders are everyone experiences anxiety to some degree, thinking of general anxiety disorder in response to that one, okay. Threats, fear, helplessness, separation from loved ones. Generally speaking, if there's an adapted form of anxiety, that one then lessens the threat, but anxiety responses are not adaptive if prevent one from someone from benefiting from doing something that would benefit them. So my research has been a lot on delay in care and healthcare utilization. So I'll get into more of that later. But anxiety disorders are quite common in the US. Women are more likely to experience it than men. Lower socioeconomic status, those living in poverty, those who are unemployed, are also associated with higher anxiety disorders. Latinas, especially Puerto Ricans, are more like non-Hispanic white women when it comes to mental health. So as a whole, you look at the Latino population and mental health, you see the rates lower, but when you're looking at specific subpopulations, which is very important to do, you see with Puerto Rican population, they're more similar to whites. They have elevated rates of depression compared to other Latino subgroups, also substance use and disorders as well. Okay, so this study that I'm presenting on today comes from upstate New York. It's the Capital District area of New York State. It's a tri-city area. It's about 2.5 hours from New York City. It fits the new Latino destination. It is historically and not a Latino destination with very small populations. That's growing very, very rapidly right now, and it fits the definition of 185% increase. And it's predominantly Puerto Rican. There's also Dominican and then a mixture of others. This population in the area, it disproportionately experiences poverty and unemployment, especially the current economy has the unemployment rate, I believe, is around 11% for Latino women. This is more my area, socio-ecological, social-cultural factors are compounded with new Latino destinations. So I'll get into that. So the study was actually based on, just to backtrack a little, I did a qualitative study, a community-based participatory research qualitative study in the area with a partner organization called Centro Cívico. And we asked about use of healthcare and factors related to use of healthcare among women. Out of that study, those focus groups came this survey, and this we basically took the themes and then looked at existing survey questions out there and then adapted some of them and came up with a 70-item questionnaire in Spanish and English, and it was developed to assess social, ecological, and cultural factors that influence healthcare use. Because of the type of area that it is, we used a snowball sampling design. Unlike many areas like New York City, Chicago, where I did my doctoral, where there are no concentrated neighborhoods of Latinos, so we had a very hard time. It was very difficult to find the population without going through the one organization that we knew of and finding Spanish-speaking masses. And churches, and really working kind of word of mouth to find population. So that was the method we had to use. We used partnered with Latino serving organizations, and the goal is to just better understand, for this particular study, is to better understand specifically anxiety and delay in care, but the overall study was broader than that. We came out with 286 Latinas participating in the survey. 43% were Puerto Rican, 17% Dominican. Should say born in mainland U.S. 21% only were born in the mainland. And then majority born in Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic. 43% had less than high school education. Actually, when you break it down further, you see very, very few had bachelor or post-bachelor education. So it was very low education level. Average age is 45 years old. And just we found 70% delayed care in the past year. And then to add to that, 62.5% reported a chronic health condition such as diabetes, hypertension. That kind of thing. So, just to we use the NHIS survey question that's the basis for this. Many reasons for delaying medical care, and then the anxiety question: do you currently experience anxiety or nervios? That question we had that question, but then we also had a subsample of women who answered a primary care set of questions for anxiety diet. Diagnosis of anxiety, and they were highly correlated. So we used the larger sample with this current question. We also looked at acculturation and then the chronic conditions. Okay, so just to explain that the two different measures we had, self-reported, 37% respondents reported feeling anxious. Respondents reporting high levels of anxiety also were more likely to endorse they felt nervous, anxious always or most of the time, and they were also 2.4 times more likely to report they felt worried always or most of the time. Almost always, sorry. So the analysis we conducted was in three stages. Independent relationships were identified. We looked at confounders as well, such as we looked at chronic conditions and acculturation. We also looked at age and education. There was no association with age and education. We did find with reasons for delaying care, age was associated with delay due to it being harder to get a provider on the phone, and education was associated with delay due to child care issues. And we used logistic regression using SAS. So the final model was developed that included acculturation and current health condition. We didn't include others, and you'll see with our confidence intervals that made sense. Respondents reporting feeling anxious were 2.5 times more likely to delay care when needing. The patterns remained even after controlling for having a current chronic condition and acculturation. So just looking at the reasons for delaying care, you might recognize this from the National Health Interview Survey. We added a few others in based on the focus group themes. But you can see not considering considered serious enough symptom. Interesting, if you look at the literature among Latinos, that perceived severity certainly plays a role, and they tend to wait until the symptoms get more serious, which has implications for outcomes. Difficulty communicating with a provider. This is particularly relevant being a new Latino destination. So there's 2.2 times more likely. Lack of transportation, considering where we are in upstate New York, and it's a tri-city area with significant suburbs and rural area transportation, this was not really a surprising finding. We really do have a lack of public transportation. Legal status, actually, not surprising we didn't find anything, considering majority were Puerto Rican. And then waiting too long for an appointment was a problem, and then the others were not significant. Okay, and this is just graphically. I'll take a look at that for a minute. Okay, so this is a cross-sectional study, so anxiety may play a role in delaying care, or it could be a consequence of such delay. So it could be one or the other, we don't really know, or it could be a combination. But knowing this about Latinos and new destination, or Latino women and new destination, that anxiety may prevent them from obtaining health care is important, and understanding if anxiety plays a role as a result of delaying and then experiencing anxiety is also quite important. Understanding that Latinos delaying care may help be very beneficial to providers in our area. This has been presented back to the community. It's been distributed, hopefully, that we're reaching providers. The understanding that mental health is certainly an important factor, but also that there are other socio-ecological reasons for that are important to consider. Perceived severity and barriers of care, such as communication, transportation, and wait time, are factors that are really, if providers are aware, they can be more sensitive to, hopefully with linkage of systems and resources, that some of these things can be dealt with. We do have in our area a real problem with lack of providers that speak Spanish, which is something you see probably more of an issue in destination in areas where there's smaller populations of Latinos. Especially in mental health services. It's actually a huge problem with lack of providers, healthcare providers that provide mental health services, psychologists and social workers that speak Spanish. So this is something that, you know, we really need to let our providers and the area understand what's going on and factors that are associated with delay in care to hopefully improve outcomes in the future. This work extends the current landscape in looking at socio-ecological cultural context of a rapid growth population and the importance of individual psychosocial experiences of anxiety to understand who may be more likely to delay care. We don't know if it's the cause or what, but it matters that is an issue that we found. And so mental health and understanding the reasons are really quite relevant. That's it. I rushed that. And I made it.
Okay, thank you, Jenny.